Newly nominated Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris announced her selection of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her vice presidential running mate. It is clear that Ms. Harris chose a person with whom she is personally close and can help her implement an ideological agenda. It is doubtful that Governor Walz will help bring in any new state to the Democratic ticket, however, especially since Minnesota is the most loyal of all states to Democratic presidential nominees. In the open Michigan Senate race, both Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin and former Congressman Mike Rogers won landslide victories in their respective primaries. A tight general election is expected between these two top-performing candidates. In an expensive race, where the incumbent was heavily outspent, former St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell denied two-term Representative Cori Bush, a member of the Democratic Socialist Squad, renomination by just over 6,800 votes. Congresswoman Bush is the third incumbent to lose to an intra-party challenger, joining Representatives Jamal Bowman of New York and Virginia's Bob Good. In the open Missouri governor's race, Republican Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe defeated State Senator Bill Eigel and Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft in a close three-way result. Mr. Kehoe advances into the general election as the favorite against House Democratic leader Crystal Quaid of Springfield. Republican Governor Mike Parson, who endorsed Lieutenant Governor Kehoe, was ineligible to seek a third term. The Washington State jungle primary featured a full slate of races. Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell captured first place in the Senate race with 58% of the vote. She will face Republican physician Raul Garcia in the general election. Senator Cantwell is now a prohibitive favorite to capture a fifth term. The competitive House races find five-term Republican incumbent Dan Newhouse finishing second in the jungle primary and advancing to the general election against retired NASCAR driver Jared Sessler, who was one of two Republican candidates that former President Trump endorsed. Mr. Newhouse is one of two remaining GOP House members who voted to impeach Mr. Trump. In the state's southwestern District 3, Democratic Representative Marie Glusenkamp-Perez placed first over Republican technology company executive Joe Kent, the man she upset in the general election 2 years ago. While she placed just over 10,000 votes ahead of Mr. Kent, the combined Republican turnout is almost 5,000 votes larger than the Democratic participation figure. Therefore, we can surmise that the Perez-Kent rematch will again end in close fashion. In the open Washington governor's race, as expected, Attorney General Bob Ferguson, a Democrat, and Republican former U.S. Congressman and ex-King County Sheriff Dave Reichert advanced into the general election. Due to Washington's strong Democratic voting history, Mr. Ferguson is favored to win in November. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.